This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you enjoying the destruction of leftism? All of the things that you are seeing right now, and I'm going to give you a few things to think about. The destruction of leftism, all of it is because of you. Oh, yeah, I know. Donald Trump, right? He's the guy. Yeah. You put Donald Trump in office, and that man is a change agent. Change you can believe in. Let me tell you, if you want change you can believe in, you got it. I wish Donald Trump would steal Obama's slogan just for shiggles, just to make the left even more crazy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Virginia's governor under fire. He's a Democrat. The lieutenant governor under fire because he's a rapist. The attorney general under fire because he's in blackface. How many leftists now are fessing up about blackface, et cetera, et cetera? And oh, by the way, the State of the Union was a rock star hit. Independents, 82% love Donald Trump's State of the Union. Republicans, 97%. The numbers are in, everybody. Pay attention to me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. This is really something else, folks. This is amazing to watch. Donald Trump had 46.8 million people watch the State of the Union. It was second only to his last one. It went down every year. I'll get you the Obama numbers. If you need the numbers, I'll get you the numbers. It's unbelievable. Now, by the way, in Virginia, there's a fourth person tied to a scandal inside of that state. Donald Trump came out and said, you know what? Virginia's going to go back to Republican after all this nonsense. Let me tell you something else, America. Pay attention. America is going to go back to being Republican because we are remaking the Republican Party. And it's going to go back to being Republican because the exposure of the Democrats and everything they're willing to do is coming out. All of it. More investigations into Donald Trump. Adam Schiff, let me tell you something. He is going to get the worst. This will be the worst year for Adam Schiff in his political career. Worst one. Californians are looking at the new Democratic system and rejecting it. They rejected Kamala Harris and said, wait a minute. We don't want a single-payer health system for California. That failed. California is going to have 1,000 new laws this year. Have you heard this story? I'm going to talk to you about disingenuous leftist people that won't cover the blackface story. And there's blackface all over the place, right? People don't want to cover it. New ones coming out. I mentioned it earlier, but we'll talk about that again. Michael Cohen's testimony was delayed. What's that about? Huh? I thought the House wanted all to get to the bottom of all this stuff. You're about to get to the bottom of it, Democrats, and it ain't going to be fun. We are watching, folks, the destruction of leftism. It is occurring right before your very eyes. I watched the desperation move by the Democrats. I was scanning the TV, and they had a little boy, a Cub Scout, and this kid was going to give the Pledge of Allegiance or something like that, and he takes a knee. And it's a drive-by thing on one of these leftist news outlets, but he's so proud, and the city is so proud of him, and his Cub Scout group is so proud of him, and all this. And the little boy goes, "Well, I just wanted to talk about the injustice that are done to some people or whatever." He's just mimicking what he's heard. See, that's our problem. We have too many people mimicking, too many of these kids mimicking what they've heard. But they really don't understand it. And all I'm saying is this part of the battle we're losing, and we have to understand that we can't allow that to continue. We've got to fight back. But we are winning. And we're winning in so many ways. I want to talk again about the State of the Union numbers. I want to talk about some things that aren't successful for the left that they knew in their hearts would work, and they aren't working. And all of these things that we talk about today, I want you to understand, are a reflection on you. They're a reflection on your values. And here's the thing. It's not about us saying, you're wrong, you're wrong. When I was, in relationships, I was always concerned about who's right and who's wrong. In a relationship, that's not important. What's important is that the lesson gets learned, right? I'm just being honest. I think a lot of people feel this way. You keep score. This is not an us versus them. This isn't a game, a competition where we say, we got to win, they got to loss. A loss is a loss for everybody. It's a loss of truth. It's a loss of freedom. Those are big losses. I want you to think about the world that we're currently leaving behind if we don't destroy wrong, evil. Right now, the face of evil is leftism. It defines it. It personifies it in every way. The witch hunt of Donald Trump. There is no universe in which the left would allow the pursuit of Barack Obama that they've actually invoked in pursuing Trump. There's no universe where that happens. You could have a million worlds with these leftists in it. They would not allow it. If we were doing a witch hunt on Barack Obama to the degree that they're doing on Donald Trump, the level of indignation there's no bounds to it. But they do it all day, happily so. And they take pride in it. I'm going to dissect Howard Schultz in the second hour. It's a very important issue as to why Howard Schultz has defected the left. And all of the things that Donald Trump pointed to in the State of the Union, and I bet you Schultz paid very close attention, are things that he espouses to for the most part. There are going to be some social issues where they differ, but for the most part, they're very much in sync. But Howard Schultz isn't going to steal any votes away from Donald Trump. As much as he's now agreeing with him, he's going to take the spotlight away from the Democrats. And this is what they're afraid of. In every one of these circumstances, I want you to understand it's just irrational fear. I mean, the fear is real because they're going to lose their power. But it's irrational for them to think the way they think. It's irrational for them to do the things that they do. But it doesn't stop them. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Glad you guys are here. Donald Trump is going to win in the end.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's going to be a great year for conservatism, 2019. Glad you guys are a part of it. Glad we're still kicking. Glad we're around to watch it happen. This is amazing. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Donald Trump gets his man. You know, they were saying he always gets his man, like some G-man or whatever. Donald Trump always gets his man. And that's why this is going to be an amazing year for us. It's already happened. I know it's not happening the way we all want it or at the speed that we want it, but I'll give you an example. Donald Trump talked about immigration. At the very beginning, that was his battle cry. We got to stop the border, blah, blah, blah. He just gave a State of the Union address, and he said with his own lips, we're building that wall. You can take it to the bank. I don't know what's going to happen on February 15th. Who knows? I don't know what orchestrations are happening behind the scenes politically, but here's what I'll tell you. If you ask me, Kevin, what are the Vegas odds of this wall being built? I would give it 99% that it's going to be built and 1% that it won't. That's pretty overwhelming Vegas odds. That's what I feel anyway. 844-551-8255. Maybe you feel differently. Donald Trump always gets his man. Illegal immigration. first thing that he said. He talked about trade. He talked about our trade policies. What did he do? He renegotiated NAFTA, brought in a coalition of the Canadians and the Mexicans, and we have a new trade agreement that replaces NAFTA. He talked about China and the disruption in trade. Who do you think is winning? Blinking. He said it in the State of the Union. I put $250 billion in tariffs on them. What do you think they're going to do? He didn't have to finish that sentence. He was complimentary to Xi. He goes, I don't blame him. I'm not mad at him. That's what he was saying to them. If he was smart enough to take advantage of us all that time, good for him. And you know what that did? That saved face for Xi. So now Donald Trump says, but those days are over. Now it's going to become fair again. And China's saying, you know what? We'll even it back. You want to know why they can say that? Because they're still way ahead. They've been doing $200-300 billion on us for the better part of a decade. They're like, okay, we'll even it out. You think we're going to get that $200 to $300 billion of trade deficit for a decade? That's $2 to $3 trillion that we put into their economy that we will never get back. That's why he's like, yeah, let's go back to even. Okay. But you know what? That's still a win. For Donald Trump, he's not trying to legislate or reconstitute the past. It's over. But the future is not going to be the same. And that's true of the G8. All of them now recognize it, and they've had to capitulate. Trump gets his man. What did he say about NATO? He says, NATO, you're going to pay your bills. The figure we got is the $100 million has now been deposited into the NATO coffers. Now they can fight their own battles. We don't have to always buck up. And he's telling them, you're going to do the same with troops, etc. What did he do to the UN? He says, I'm not giving you anymore. We're going to cut your numbers back as to what our people contribute because you don't care what we think anyway. And if I have to scale it back further, I'll do it. Then he cut money that was going to Pakistan and all these other countries that can, you know, bring terror into the world or allow it to occur. Then he jumped on Iran. They're in triage right now. He's embraced North Korea. And where's Russia? Where's all this talk of Russia? All the things. Donald Trump has been tougher on Russia than Barack Obama could be in 50 lifetimes. And the left don't want you to understand it. But let me tell you something, folks. You are winning because Trump always gets his man. Trump targets things that matter. They don't seem like they matter to the left, but they do matter. They may not even matter to you. Oh, this Twitter thing. There are many people who didn't like Trump tweeting. Now they go, ooh, I'm glad he tweets. It's his only way to get the truth out. Donald Trump's tweets reach more people than Fox News. It's a fact. And all those news outlets combined, the New York Times was bleeding red ink until they started reporting on Trump. And if they have nothing to say about Trump, they don't sell online, offline, nothing. They sell nothing. Most of the news outlets are completely dependent upon this man. Look at the amount of time Barack Obama got. Even with their adoring, fawning over him, Donald Trump dominates the amount of time spent in media. You could say, well, Kevin, it's negative. No, it isn't. It may be negative, but then Trump tweets, and suddenly his tweet is out there, you know, essentially negating whatever they say. He targeted the NFL kneelers. And despite what the media portrays, Trump won big on this issue. They claim that the issue divided America, but what it did is it caused Americans to think. They had to make a decision. Are you going to be part of a color, religion, or some, you know, ideology, or are you going to be for your country? And what do Democrats say? We're for the country, man. It's about commune. Well, you get your chance. Are you going to be for the country? And now we've got Adam Schiff, a political hack, who's going after the president, and Donald Trump is fired back. Yeah, one day after Donald Trump went to the State of the Union and talked about the politics of revenge and partisan investigations, Adam Schiff, who heads the Democrat House Intelligence Committee, says he's going to have a wide-ranging probe into the president's foreign business dealings and Russian election meddling. As if we haven't already been talking about this. He's regurgitating. If you think this is going to work, I got a mountain to sell you in New Orleans. Trump calls Schiff a political hack. This is the strongest language that's been delivered against Schiff since Trump and him have been into this thing. And what it tells me, people, is Donald Trump is going to get Schiff. They said they're going to hand over interview transcripts to special counsel Robert Mueller that were generated by the panel's previous Russia investigation. As if Mueller needs anything else. Let me tell you where Mueller ends up. You've heard it before. If you've listened to the Kevin Jackson Show, which is what you're listening to right now, KJRadio.com, Mueller's investigation goes nowhere. He's not going to get Roger Stone. If you call getting Manafort what he did, getting Manafort, great. How does it relate to Trump? None. He got Papadopoulos. What's that got to do with Trump? Nothing. Papadopoulos didn't even get a slap on the wrist. He got Michael Flynn. They can't even finish that case because of Michael Flynn. They got Michael Cohen. What's that doing? They're delaying their conversations with him, the testimony for him, because they know they have mud on their faces. They've got everybody close to Donald Trump, and they can't get anything on him. And it's for a very simple reason. There is nothing to get, and they no longer control the deep state. Now, Republicans, this transcript they want, had previously voted to release these transcripts publicly, but they got held up by the intelligence community because they were talking about they didn't want any sensitive materials disclosed. Let me tell you something about this investigation. There's nothing sensitive about it. The Russians spent $100,000 on Facebook. All this that we're talking about is drummed up by a fake dossier, but the left wants you to believe that there's something sinister out there. The only thing sinister in all of this are these leftists. Schiff said the investigation will include the scope and scale of Russian intervention in 2016. Well, let me tell you what that is. It doesn't amount to a tick on an elephant. And Schiff knows it, the Democrats know it, and it will be exposed this year. Mark my words, we get redemption.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address political unrest in Venezuela during a speech in Miami on Monday. White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump will deliver a strong message to the people of Venezuela.
Millions of people are going to the streets. Millions of people are speaking up against the oppressive Maduro regime. It is time for Maduro to exit. We know that President Guaido is gaining so much support.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think we're about to witness a PR campaign on behalf of Adam Schiff that you never thought you'd see. I mean, this dude looks like a Pekingese. What are those dolls with the big eyes? This guy's going to need a PR campaign. He put himself in the political crosshairs of President Donald Trump, and he's not going to like the outcome. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. These are strictly the smooth stylings of me, but I believe in what I'm saying because I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm looking at things differently. See, I don't believe the media. I'm looking at things rationally, through pragmatic eyes. Chip is the hyena who leads his clan and prowls the plains, if you don't know it. Hyenas are led by females. And absent a male lion, hyenas can intimidate prides of female lions, chasing them off of kills. They are very mean predators from the dog family. People don't realize that, but they're not from the cat family. I don't know what you would think, but they're from the dog family. But when a male lion shows up on the plains, hyenas know, keep your distance. Don't get anywhere near. I watched a video where a male lion, a hyena clan was harassing these female lions, and a male lion got the message, and he came back, and I'm serious, you got to see this clip. I don't know, you know, National Geographic, whatever, but you got to see this clip. This male lion, who's normally pretty lethargic, they don't really chase things down too much, and then they only do short distances. He ran this hyena down and killed it. You know, now, in a one that I saw when we posted this on our website, a male lion runs down a hyena and starts to kill it. And the other hyenas show up, and normally, you know, they would chase off a female. This male is crunching this hyena and essentially looking up, daring the other hyenas to come in and get some. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a hyena on the plains. They are formidable animals. You do not want to be chased down by a hyena. They have an unbelievable endurance, and they have the strongest bite pressure of any carnivore. They're amazing. I tip my hat to them, not politically, because Adam Schiff, he's that hyena, that female hyena leading a pack, gets too close to the male. And he is now on a political Serengeti being chased down by a male lion. Too close to the king of the jungle. Here's what Fox News reported not too long ago. A day after President Trump decried what he called the politics of revenge and partisan investigations into the State of the Union address, Democrat House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announces a new wide-ranging probe into the president's foreign business dealings and Russian election meddling. As if we haven't learned enough about this. And then, as I reported just a bit earlier in the broadcast today, Adam Schiff is supposedly, according to Bloomberg, he's hiring Trump insiders. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are no Trump insiders that you can hire that are going to give any more information. And I want to take you back to the person who would know the most about Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, who supposedly had all the dirt. He had all the payoffs. He had all the bimbo alerts. If there's anybody that's got dirty underwear of Donald Trump stored away in a basket waiting to bring it out, it's Michael Cohen. And I ask you a very simple question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What's happened? You know the answer. Nothing. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump fiercely condemned this move, and he called Adam Schiff a political hack on a partisan search and destroy mission, is what he said. Those two words foretold the demise of Adam Schiff. The two words I'm talking about, political hack. See, Donald Trump doesn't come up on these things by accident. He's a studied, deliberate person, despite what the Democrats tell you. And when he finally targets something and he comes up with the right thing to summarize what he believes about that person's days are numbered. Trump called out the porous Mexican border. Leftists have tried for 3 years to demonize this man about the border and about Mexicans and about immigrants and you name it, to no avail. Trump's steadfast stance on build the wall, or whatever the leftists want to call it, leaves leftists dumbfounded in their tracks. They're just peeing on themselves and they stand in the puddle. Now, surely Donald Trump would have succumbed to being called a racist, right? Or a xenophobe, right? Or inhumane, killing babies at the border. But Trump doesn't falter. See, most people would get caught up in that rhetoric and go, I don't want to be called a baby killer. What? Please don't call me. And then they would go, oh, he doesn't like that. Let's keep going. They're talking, he's ripping children away at the border. And Trump's like, yeah, sort of like you ripping babies away at the womb. See, that's how you get them. Y'all are out there going, man, that Kevin's good. He's good. That boy's good. Boy got talent. See, Donald Trump sets his sights on a problem, and then he solves it, period. So I'll give you some examples. Colin Kaepernick. People complained about Trump involving himself in what they deemed minutia, but it turns out that honoring the anthem, the flag, the country, our veterans mean something, particularly in light of how Democrats now are perceived as anti-Americans. Now, most people, Democrats, we're Americans, we believe in the Bible and apple pie and Chevrolet and hot dogs and whatever. But let me ask you, somebody remind me, where's Kaepernick? In the follow-on battle that ensued, Democrats are losing the border wall battle partially because of Trump's stance on Kaepernick in the NFL as it segued into this border issue. Do you understand now how important that issue was? Because it was honoring the flag, our sovereignty, our war heroes, etc., our first responders, all the things that make America great again. And in his infinite long game wisdom, as I explained Donald Trump, he understood that. Perhaps more importantly than anything, Trump made it clear to Democrats and their most loyal base, black folks, that he won't put any special interest ahead of making America great again. Who else has gone up against Trump? Litany of people and businesses. Most of these folks lie in a veritable wasteland, and this is because Trump knows what fights to pick. And when he fights to win. He's like me. You leave me alone, man. You can tell any story you want. You push me to the edge of fighting, and you know what I'm fighting for? I'm fighting for my life. That's the way I view any time I got to raise these fists and feet or, you know, pull out a weapon. I'm fighting for my life. So guess what's going to happen to you? You get the picture? See, Adam Schiff's going to find this out the hard way. Trump fights to the death. And in his demand for more materials, he's relitigating the Democrats' losing position. Most Democrats want this Russian collusion farce swept under the rug, if not gone away. But Adam Schiff plays female hyena. He's running around the plains, getting a little closer to the mail line, going, ah! You know, that laugh. I can't do the hyena laugh, but you know what I'm talking about. So the Intelligence Committee voted to hand over all these interview transcripts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller that were generated by the panel's previous Russian investigation, which was conducted under GOP leadership and concluded last March. And that investigation found no evidence of collusion against Trump in the campaign with the Russian government in 2016. And they said, here you go. Now, they had previously voted to release these transcripts, but it had been held up by an intelligence committee community review because they were concerned about sensitive materials. Now, Grassley has said he's expecting Mueller's report within a month. The clock is ticking. The clock's ticking on this border issue, but the clock is ticking on the Mueller report as well, because nothing's coming out of that report. Now, the Democrats don't know what they're looking for. All Schiff said was it will include the scope and scale of the Russian intervention in 2016 and the extent of any links or coordination, which, again, will yield absolutely nothing. But let me tell you what it does yield. When Grassley said that they expect to have this Mueller report within 30 days, the clock's ticking on Schiff. He knows. He's been a leaker. He's been complicit. And I'm going to tell you, Trump's got a lot going for him because the public is sick of this. They're tired of the chirping by the Democrats. No more 2 years, no more 2 months of this. Second, the Democrats underestimate Donald Trump. Democrats had gone too far for too long with too much power. And with all of Trump's winning, you would think they would finally go, you know what, we better take this dude seriously. But they don't. Third, Trump knows and understands the deep state now. Because of that, he's got forces at play undermining the very people that were undermining him. He's a shrewd businessman and not a bumpkin, which goes back to point number two. And then the final point, Trump has righteousness on his side. He hasn't done anything. So attempts to prove otherwise make the Democrats look desperate, which is what they are. If they were smart, they would support him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is a female hyena.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking the other day of how we tend to have a fatalistic view of things. Many times people talk to me, it's like, Kevin, what are we going to do? How are we going to beat him? You know, you're looking for reasons to feel bad or to feel anxious or whatever. And I remember years ago being in church and the pastor said, Why do people worry? If you believe in God, why do you worry? And I just remember that. I was young, but I remember that sticking with me like, yeah, why do I worry? It's like you train for something. You know, for me, I've trained decades as a fighter. And, you know, do I like to fight? No, I mean, I don't want to fight. If I'm in it, I rather enjoy it. I won't lie about that. But I'm saying I don't go looking for fights or whatever, but I'm not going to be afraid of it because I've trained for it. You know, it's like you go to work as whatever your role is in life, and somebody brings a problem to you, and you're, oh my gosh, when I go to work today, they're going to bring me in an accounting problem, and I'm an accountant. You go, yeah, bring me the problem. Give me the problem. I'll solve it. Check out the music. The DJ resolves it. Ice, ice, baby. I mean, that's your job. is to resolve stuff and not worry about it. You might get a problem that you have to spend more time on, but you shouldn't worry about it. If you're qualified, you shouldn't worry. And trust me, God is qualified for everything. But when we look at the politics of things, people get very concerned. And here's why I believe that's the case. They're unqualified, number one. And number two, they really don't have a firm belief that there's a structure that guides everything. It's bigger than us, bigger than we. And we, you know, are sitting around going, oh, man, I can influence. Yeah, you're supposed to do your part. But there's a cosmic influence that's coming from a higher power that we happen to believe in. And then there's things that drive me where I get into, okay, let's bring it down to man level, right? Let's look at Donald Trump, who did the impossible in 2016. Many of you listening to me right now didn't believe Donald Trump was going to be president. Some of you didn't even want him. And then he got in, you couldn't believe he could accomplish anything. Oh, he's going to be an awful president. I mean, there's always naysayers, right? Because we're programmed in a strange way to be naysayers. I don't believe it's inside of you as a kid to be negative, you know, when you're born. But I believe, honestly, that we've been created to think negatively. I think about how kids are being raised right now to be fatalistic. Young black kids don't think they can make it through, you know, life through 21 years old. They've resolved themselves to all the bad things that can happen in their lives. And it doesn't give you much to look forward to. We've killed people's hopeful outlook. I know Obama talked about hope and change. We're going to give you the hope of change. Yeah, we're going to give it to you. They can't. What they going to give you over there? Right? A lot. Well, I'm going to give you the ability to think. I'm going to give you the ability to be imaginative. I'm going to spur inspiration in you that's going to fire things inside of your brain, and it's going to trigger, you know, levels of endorphins that you've never reached. That's what I'm going to do for you. And here's the best thing I can do for you. I can inspire you to be the best you. How about we start there? How about we start a positivity campaign in the black community? We're so focused on, let's bring them over. Let's bring the Latinos. How about we just become the people who are optimistic? That we just go, you know what? No matter what they tell you, you can do it. Now, here's the deal. You may not be a basketball player to replace LeBron. You may not outrun Usain Bolt on the track. You may not be the best football player, ballerina, or whatever. But inside of you is something, and we're going to help you discover it. That's what conservatives do. I ask myself this. This is what keeps me optimistic. In 2015, or whenever Donald Trump decided that he could be president, and then he put his operation together, and everybody was telling him, no, 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 you can't do it, and giving him ways to win, telling him he couldn't win, polling. There was not a wind blowing in his direction the entire time. He faced nothing but headwinds, and then he won. And since then, they've tried to destroy him at every turn, and you know what he's done? He's kicked butt. So here's what I would ask myself if I were you. If I were evaluating this problem, this issue, and wondering, you know, having angst and anxiousness and whatever else, tension, chaos within one's mind, I would say to myself, this dude's pretty good. He's pretty smart. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com, on demand, anytime you want it. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. What has Donald Trump learned? He spent a bunch of time since 2015 understanding the landscape. And you know what he found out? He found out it's fake news. He found out leftists are liars. They will do everything they can to destroy you. They set you up through optics. They will create fake news narratives. They will then put the apparatus completely against you. And what does he do now? He controls it. And you're saying to yourselves, huh, he didn't control it. He got in. He beat him at all costs. Now he controls it. And you're questioning if he has the ability to pull it over the finish line. Now, it all depends on you, but he at least can help you understand it a lot better. Now, I'll ask you the question this way. Do you think independents and some of these Democrats believe in the nonsense of Ocasio-Cortez? And how many people do you think has been swayed farther left? Because I heard there was a poll that said even leftists, even Democrats are going, you know what, we have gone way too far left. Howard Schultz is a great example. President Trump's 2020 election campaign said it had raised more than $21 million during the last 3 months of the year. There's not a candidate that is challenging him that has anywhere near the money that Donald Trump has. I don't know what he's got total, but remember when he declared right after his election in 2016 that he was running again, they started collecting money. Trump, I don't know what he has. It's tens and tens of millions of dollars already. In the last quarter, $21 million. Now, he's got two more years, essentially, to collect money to run his campaign. And he's got two more years of the bully pulpit. And he's got two more years to get his sea legs underneath him. He's got this year when a lot of the bow is going to break, the house of cards falls for the Democrats, and et cetera, et cetera. You still anxious? Anyway, Trump's campaign made the announcement coinciding with a January 31st deadline set up by the Federal Election Commission for year-end financial disclosure reports. What else is in Donald Trump's favor? Okay, number one, he declared early, so anything that the left does, he gets equal time. Now, he already has the bully pulpit, but every candidate that is declared, Donald Trump gets to refute him, and he's already starting to give them nicknames. I can't wait for Kamala Harris's nickname. So he's giving them nicknames. But what is the other thing that's going on right now in the Democrats? You got a bunch of people that declared. You got Cory Hooker. I hope he runs with Stormy Daniels. Somebody said it would be Booker and Hooker, right? I want him to run with her. I don't know who Harris is going to pick, but fine. Who's going to run? Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden? Joe Biden's still in his exploratory phase. I told you guys before, I don't think Joe Biden's going to run for president, but whatever. There's going to be a bunch of them. Kirsten Gillibrand, she declared. There's got to be, six, seven, eight people that have openly declared now. There's at least that many who have exploratory committees, and there's at least that many more who are considering. So think about all the energy, all the money that's going to go into those campaigns. And what is it going to disclose? What is it going to expose? It's going to expose the Democrats are loony, nuttier than squirrel turds. They said Trump's fourth quarter haul was collected via direct contributions and donations from the campaign's joint fundraising efforts with the RNC. Almost all of the money was low-dollar donations, the campaign said in emails to reporters. Donald Trump is using every one of these little things that are going on, and he's saying to the population of people, look, give me your $10, your $20. And he's building a database. I sound like Maxine Guay. He built a database, and that database is so powerful, and it's going to make him so much money. But he is. Because everybody that's given $10 or $20 will continue to give $10 or $20. Don't be shocked when you find out that over a quarter, that Donald Trump is raising hundreds of millions of dollars per quarter soon. Don't be surprised. They said, midway through the first term of his presidency, Trump continues to deliver on his campaign promises and to the American people. They continue to demonstrate their support for him and contributions of the reelection in his reelection campaign. They said, significant grassroots support has remained steady and historic, with the vast majority coming from contributions of less than $200 or less. The $21 million in campaign office coppers was supplemented by more than $19 million in cash by the end of 2018. So he's got now a total of $21 million plus $19 million, so roughly $40 million. Watch that number, because it's going to be very revealing how that number shoots up. Is the campaign.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.